L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome back. We're here to have our second interview with Bernard Léon. And it was quite a moving interview, the first one. The second one here, we're going to talk about the association that he's running here in Brittany. Welcome back, Bernard, and thanks for staying with us.
Nice to meet you again, Claude.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You've got a great attitude about things. Tell me, you've got an association now, a local association, a Ligacit, that works very hard on finding ways to raise money for research and find out more about this horrible disease that has taken a lot of people. Can you tell me a little bit about the association here in Brittany first, or do you want to talk about maybe is there a worldwide association?
Yeah, okay, well, Oligocyte, you know, was founded in 2015, okay? In fact, we, as I said before, we lost a daughter to a brain tumor. It took us some time to recover, of course, and because we didn't start straight away. But we decided, once we got better, we decided to set up this charity to help the researchers, the fantastic researchers we had met during our daughter's disease. Okay, because she was very well looked after in the different hospitals she went to in Paris. And especially there was one remarkable scientist and doctor called Antoine Carpentier, who works in Hospital Saint-Louis in Paris. And okay, he was at the same time a top neuro-oncologist, but at the same time, he is a very kind and very, very human person. And so we wanted to do something. And at the first time, we only worked for the research. And then we worked for research for about 3 years. And of course, being better known in the area, we had contacts with families that were going through, that they had relatives, okay, with the disease. And so we decided to extend our goals to, of course, talking about the disease, sensitizing, okay, raising, organizing awareness campaigns, and also to support the patients and their caregivers. And so we have now the three goals: the research, support, and awareness.
That's the local group, and that started in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you attach yourself to an international organization of any kind?
Yes, straight away, okay, we joined the IBTA, International Brain Tumor Alliance. And as soon as 2016, I took part in a Congress in London, okay, where I met fantastic people. The IBTA is now run by Kathy Oliver, who lives in London. She's an American girl living in London, and she also lost a son to a brain tumor. And I was very lucky in London to meet Wendy Fulcher, who is the head of Brain Tumor Research, a fantastic charity located in the UK. Yes. And the amazing thing, of course, is that we have common links with Wendy.
That is funny, isn't it? Well, I tell you, Wendy's a great person. I've known her for, I'm sure, more than 30 years. And John, I was close to, who suffered that fatal disease back in 2004. But Wendy and I stay in contact, and I'm sure you do too. And she just had a Christmas oratorio sort of festival in Fulham, which she does every year in London, and she raised £52,000 for that. So that all goes to Kevin, who's the doctor in charge there at the Imperial College. And I just think it's magnificent what's happening there. I mean, that's just incredible, that kind of support. And when you, Bernard, here in Brittany, you're raising funds too, I imagine. And where does that go then? How do you support?
Okay. Well, in 2024, where we raised 80,000 euros, which is not,
Wow.
yes, 80,000 euros,
A lot.
and 50,000 will go to the to help a research program led by Professor Antoine Carpentier
Yes.
in Paris. Well, he actually is very happy at the moment because his clinical trial has just been granted the, let's say, the authorization, because the it's not only to find, they have to find a cure, but
Yeah.
then there is a difficult step, is the official permission, okay, of the French authorities. And in last September, okay, he got the permission. So
All good.
at the moment, two patients are undergoing the first stage of this clinical trial. It's a vaccine that prevents brain tumors from coming back, that prevents recurrence, if you like.
So
Okay.
if they're in your remission, they can take a vaccine. Is that kind of how it
Yes,
would transpire?
that's it. And it worked on mice, okay,
Yeah.
in it worked on mice,
The lab.
and it the interesting thing about this vaccine is that it won't cost much because it's based on the use of melanin. Melanin is something we have in the skin, melanin. And melanin can be easily reproduced, okay, artificially. So it's a good thing on the one hand to be a cheap cure, but on the other hand, it's maybe not so good because will pharma labs really be interested in it? So that's the deal, that's the challenge, when you find. Yes, that's another problem about finding cures for brain tumors, is to find to get the pharma industry interested in the research.
I can see why, because it's not a prevalent disease. It's not something they can make a great return on their investment. So
Yeah.
that's always an issue, isn't it? Yeah. But anyway, that's very good news that something like a vaccine is even available. Has that been tested anywhere else? For example, in England or any place else?
Not that I know at the moment, but there are similar researches going on all over the world. Australia, for example, because we are in touch with Australian charities too. There is a there seems to be a similar clinical trial going on over there.
Good,
And
good.
the well, the positive thing about research on brain tumors is that the doctors all over the world form a very close community, okay? They have a lot of exchanges. They
Yeah.
have to, because of the complexity of the brain, they have to. It's not so easy to let's say to
No, it's a complicated organ for
it's
certain.
complicated, okay? You don't have so many stars as in other fields,
No, that's
for
true.
example, for the heart, for the breast, for Other parts of the body, you have sometimes more light, okay, on what you do, but on
Yes.
the brain,
It's a
it's
small part. No. I'm interviewing Bernard Leon. We're talking about his association that fights against brain cancer by coming up with research that maybe can provide a cure one day. So, just for my information and maybe for our listeners, is it something, Bernard, that affects kids or adults, or is any group susceptible that they've found?
Well, the most severe form of brain tumor principally affects men of the average age of 40, 50. They're more men
Okay.
than women, but for talking about kids, very few people know that it's the second form of cancer for people under 35 and for
Oh,
kids,
no.
of course.
I don't
Second
think anybody
form
knows that.
after
Yeah.
leukemia. Leukemia is the first,
First one, yeah.
and brain cancer is the second. So it's, well, it's said to be a rare form of cancer. But we do not accept this thing because when you have, for example, in France, when you have 6,000 people every year, okay, being diagnosed with a disease, well, it can't be said to be a rare disease,
No, no way. You're absolutely right. And who would have guessed that it would be the second type of cancer that's the most deadly for children? That's remarkable. Well, we want to get the word out about that. And you do lots of things every year to help do that. Can you run down some of the events that you, well, first of all, why don't you give us the site for your association, and then we'll broadcast that. Do you have that for me?
Yes, of course. So, well, what we do actually to raise money is different sorts of events. We organize concerts. So far, we have organized about 1 dozen concerts with let's say local or regional artists. Every year we have a walk in October. It's called Randoligo, and it's on the second Sunday of October. This year it will be in Locronan on the 12th of October, and this event gathers about 1,500 people, which is tremendous.
Big number, yeah.
Yes, and it's got to be known because it will be the 11th edition this year, and well, we hope we will be successful again.
Sure. Yeah.
Otherwise, we have things like raffles. Ever since the association was launched, we had the very close links with top professional sport clubs in Brittany. Okay, we worked with FC Lorient, with Stade Brestois, who are doing very well at the moment.
That's right. That's right.
Stade Rennais, and this year we'll have a raffle in partnership with a top female handball club in Brest. It's called BBH, BBH, Brest
Yeah.
Bretagne Handball. Okay, so apart from that, maybe we'll have this year a bingo too, and that will be in November. But as we get to be better known, we also have events that we do not organize, but that are organized by other associations or sport clubs, like walks, trails, mountain bike events, for
So
example.
these events obviously raise money for you, and your money goes to research, but you also said it goes to, as a sort of a help for others who are going through their families, a support group for people, maybe even some financial help. And of course, you've talked about making the whole concept of awareness more clear for people about this type of cancer. So you do a lot of different things. I'm going to give you that website. I think you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's OLIGOCYTE dash Bretagne, Bretagne.
It's iPhone, yes.
Hyphen, yeah, sorry, hyphen. Bretagne, Bretagne dot FR. So Oligocyte hyphen Bretagne dot FR. There you'll see a lot more about what the association does. It has a very nice website. And then there's a couple of other things you can do. Of course, donating would be a great thing. All that money goes to research, like and support, as we've been talking about. And if you can maybe spend some time to go to one of these events, or if do you have volunteers too, I suppose, Bernard, for some of these events if people want to get
Yes,
involved.
we're very happy about that because I don't know where it comes from, but we do not have too many difficulties in finding volunteers. We can say that over our 130 members, nearly well 80 to 90, are volunteers in for our events. So, of course, we have to plan things because the great majority of them are retired people, young retired people, let's say, or we insist on, let's say, a climate of friendship. People have to enjoy being a volunteer. It's not to work, it's something they like to do, and so you have to be very attentive to this.
You're looking for dedicated volunteers, it sounds like. Somebody who really wants to do it. Well, I hope people will get a hold of you in this way, maybe through your website or coming to an event and seeing what it's all about. But remember, it's all for a great cause. And I need to really thank you, Bernard, for going through this story. I know it's been difficult, and at the same time, we're finding that sometimes when bad things happen, good things follow. And I hope so much that this whole search comes out in a way that's useful for everybody. It's terrific. But thanks so much for joining us, and hope to see you at one of these events. I think I'm ready to go.
Thank you very much, Clark, and thank you to Radio Harmony too to get us better known, in the
Sure.
area. Thank you
Well,
very
believe me, it's been our pleasure. We look forward to seeing you again. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
L'invité de Clark with your host, Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.